things we normally see or perceive do not exist. They do not exist at all. Ourselves, we do not exist in the way we perceive ourselves. So here we need to be very clear. Of course, from a conventional point of view, daily functioning, yeah, I can say I'm going to town, I'm going wherever, or I'm hungry, or gonna lay down, or whatever. That's correct. But if we investigate or look at this eye with wisdom, nothing there. And therefore, Venerable Geshe-la said, normally we are always communicating, talking on the basis of self-grasping ignorance. So therefore, most of our conversations make no sense from a Buddha's point of view. We are just crazy people, completely crazy. We comment the whole day and even at night when we are on our own. Only hallucinations. We share hallucinations. We comment hallucinations. All the things we normally see or perceive do not exist. So with what do we identify normally? With this body. If we search for this body with wisdom, instead of finding it, it will disappear. Yes, so the parts of my body are not the body. The collection of the different parts of my body are not the body. They're just a collection. Then if we take these parts away and look if there is something separate from the body, that is the body, or from the parts, that is the body, we can't find anything. So the body is not to be found within the parts, within the collection of the parts, or separate from the parts. We need to become deeply familiar with this contemplation. And Geshe-la gives us very simple, practical meditations to gain experience in a straightforward way of this truth. So we have to engage in this search with wisdom again and again. Very, very beneficial activity. And whenever, for example, we experience pain, bodily pain, mental pain, then we have to apply our wisdom of Dharma, of emptiness, to exactly this experience. This is something I really would like to encourage you as well. Use your understanding of emptiness to solve your daily problems. You know, our problems only arise because of grasping, only because we hold on to them. We believe them to be the truth. And Geshe-la encouraged us so many times, stop believing mistaken appearance to be the truth. Stop it. You need to stop it. Only we can stop it. No one else will stop us. Well, Buddha's teachings, Buddha is encouraging us, but we have to do it using our wisdom. So whenever something is making our mind unruly, unbalanced, depressed, irritated, frustrated, please remember the things I normally see do not exist at all. And start to believe on it. Begin to search for your pain. Begin to search who is experiencing this pain. Search your eye that is experiencing this pain. You will not find it. And I promise your pain will reduce, if not disappear completely. So we need to use this wisdom of emptiness in a very practical way on a daily basis. So as an ordinary being, either we are an ordinary being or an enlightened being, we have not one single mind that is correct. We don't like to hear that, and we don't really believe it. But this is what Buddha is saying. We don't have one single mind that is unmistaken. Everything that we perceive, see, hear, think about is mistaken. Until we become a superior being, that means we have a direct realization on emptiness. Only then we will have unmistaken appearances, but only within our meditation of meditative equipoise. Only then we will have a direct experience of emptiness. Soon as we are getting out of meditation, things continue to appear inherently existent. Why? Because we have still the obstructions of omniscience in our mind. They're still functioning.